start and dip, like the inside of an asshole. This dude and I make up two-thirds of a smoker's circle out front of a poetry reading in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, I don't smoke, but there's something alluring about being part of a triangle that refers to itself as a circle. After sucking a long canoeing drag from his burning lifeboat, he speaks to me as if I'm standing on my own left shoulder. Referring to the poem I just shared inside. Yeah, didn't really do much for me, but by the end it wasn't too bad. Now confidence is a very reputable choice. Like Christmas lights, one can never have too much. But when left unattended, could become tangled within itself. A mess of green-eyed wires and cheap glass bulbs, oblivious of their own collapse into bargain bin splinters, while still imagining themselves shining bright and holy like the Star of David, Jesus Christ. I thank the bottom of his nose, for it was turned upward, like royalty, or someone in the midst of sneezing, perhaps, or an asshole, and walk back inside. May your pen stay sober in the most inebriated of moments. scanning your fingertips and translating emotions into stories that bring foundation of reality to its knees constantly. May the ink in your blood never dry out, and when the bane of life comes down like a guillotine, may it last just long enough to get a kick-ass poem out of it. And on the contrary, may good experiences take you to the grandest of extremes, leaving you often breathless, but never at a loss for words. May you twist the English language like a wet towel, releasing only the most perfect context. May your lack of skill with a semicolon never deter you from writing. Punctuation is always an afterthought. May there always be just enough cigarettes in your pocket, black coffee in your cup, and gas in your tank to get you safely to the next venue. In the name of the paper, the pen, and the holy moly. Amen. We'll be right back.